Welcome to this relaxing guided meditation by New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson, featuring gorgeous high vibration healing music by Mark Romero. If you're hungry for more healing after the meditation, please head to ChristineCarlson.com for 30 days of Don't Sweat Wisdom, yours free to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. But for now, find a comfortable position, relax, and create a little space for calm to wash over you.
Hi, this is Christine Carlson. I'd like to take you through what I call a guided imagery. The goal of this imagery is really to be able to define for yourself, where is that peaceful place inside of you? What does it look and feel like? And how can you visit that place and know where that place is, so that it's your touchstone throughout your busy day, so that you become far more responsive to your life than reactive, so that no matter what chaos is going on around you, you'll be able to visit that place inside instantly by going back to your breath. Before we begin, let's set the intention for this exercise. This imagery is designed to wake you up to life around you, to see the extraordinary in the ordinary. Being able to see the extraordinary in the ordinary is an amazing ability to access instant joy. And really, it is the best way to stay awake to all surrounding activity in your life, to everything from small flowers and stones on a path to really being able to search the eyes of someone that you're speaking to becoming a super present person. Now, this is a chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's called Seeing the Extraordinary in the Ordinary. And the truth is, we see in life what we want to see. If you search for ugliness, you'll find plenty of it. If you want to find fault with other people, your career, or the world in general, you'll certainly be able to do so. But the opposite is also true. Richard says, if you look for the extraordinary in the ordinary, you can train yourself to see it. So let's use this as the theme of our imagery today. And let's begin. I'd like you to sit comfortably on the floor, cross-legged, or sit in your chair with your legs unfolded, your arms gently on your lap with your hands unfolded and upright, but comfortable. Be very comfortable. Allow your shoulders and your chest to expand a little and sit with a bit of majesty as you begin to breathe. Take a moment to insulate and isolate yourself from the distractions and interruptions around you. All right. Are y'all settled now? Great. Let's begin to put your mind in quiet mode. Begin to breathe deeply and rhythmically. In 4 to 5 breaths counting, and out 4 to 5 breaths. In 2, 3, 4, 5, and out 2, 3, 4, 5. Continue breathing in this 4 to 5 pattern and adjust your position so that you are sitting comfortably and relaxed. Close your eyes. Allow all ambient sound to simply come and go like the waves crashing on the shore. Breathing in and exhaling just as deeply. As you inhale, notice your breath pulling your belly out for the inhale. Place your hand on your belly for a moment, noticing that with each inhaling breath, your belly and your chest expand. And with each exhale, your belly returns inward to its natural position. As you breathe in sunlight, pure golden sunlight, all the way to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and toes, up your spine. Just breathing in and filling your whole core with sunlight, and as you exhale, let go and relax deeper. Breathing deeply, breathing in golden sunlight, and exhaling any tension, any fear, any anxiety in your body. Focusing your attention on your breath. Breathing in sunlight and exhaling tension. As you breathe in sunlight, I'd like you to notice yourself in a white light circle. This is your safe place. This is your own psychic space. See yourself comfortably sitting in a white light circle. And as you breathe in sunlight, I'd like you to visualize a flower or a branch or a leaf or a sprig of a fern, whatever it is, something that you might find walking along a path or a seashell along the seashore. I'd like you to hold it in your hand and take it in with complete detail, looking for all the extraordinary beauty that is in this very ordinary thing that you might see every single day, but not even notice. And just spend a few moments taking in this thing, this beauty of this beautiful branch or leaf or seashell or whatever it is. And just spend a moment there, feeling the joy of noticing, feeling how wonderful it is to take this pause, to take in the detail of something so ordinary that can become extraordinary. As you return to your breath, breathing in golden sunlight through every part of your being, every cell, to your tips of your fingers and your toes and your nose and in your core, go ahead and exhale and open your eyes. We have just completed a guided imagery to notice the extraordinary in the ordinary. Now, the same thing can be true with our everyday conversations that we have with our friends and our family too, can't they? Can't we notice that there are extraordinary things that people say, an innuendo that people offer you that sometimes go unnoticed? Let's see how we can put this exercise, this imagery, into practice in our daily lives. And let's spend a moment noticing as we look around the room that we're in right now, what is extraordinary about the ordinary? I hope that this helps you throughout your day in small, simple ways to just notice what's truly extraordinary about the ordinary. Thank you so much for listening.